İran üzerine çıktığı zaman da
Economist and YouTuber Selçuk Geçer is a vocal critic of Turkey's economic policies, which have resulted in soaring inflation and a collapsing currency. The Capital Markets Board sued him for his predictions on the rapid slide of the Turkish lira. The new media bill against disinformation, which some call censorship law, concerns him.
Siz toplumu galeyana uğratmayı dolar 30
The goal is not to incite public outrage but to warn about the risks of wrong policies. Even if the government changes, I'll keep criticizing. We think they're trying to suppress voices by pushing for this law before the election.
The new bill tabled last May by President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan's AK Party and his nationalist allies calls for 1 to 3 years in prison for citizens who intentionally spread what the government considers misleading information. It also requires social media platforms to remove content that's deemed false and share account details with authorities. But it will allow news websites to receive public advertising revenue and issue press cards. Ersin Çelik, who runs the multilingual digital platform of a pro-government news outlet, believes some regulation is necessary.
As journalists, we have to keep up with all the developments. And social media journalism is a fast-paced environment. If we are not part of that environment, we fall behind.
Opposition parties have tried to block the bill, but are unlikely to succeed. The governing AK Party holds a majority in parliament. Journalists have protested against the bill, saying it's a government attempt to censor freedom of expression and restrict independent media, since the definition of false news is vague.
It is up to the prosecutor to define what false news is in this case. The system will have an active complaint mechanism. His basis to verify is the authority itself, which My News is already about. If the authority denies, then your story becomes false news.
The proposed law, which has been in the works for more than a year, comes ahead of a presidential election scheduled for next year.
This neighborhood in Istanbul's old town was once known as Baba Ali, the birthplace of early Turkish journalism. A lot has changed since then. Digital and social media now play a big role in how we get our news. But many Turkish media staff now fear if the bill is passed, it could be used to censor their work as journalists. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.